This roller coaster of a men's basketball season lurches ahead as it winds down to the final three games. The Princeton Tigers face the brutal Northern New England road trip with some favorable momentum and high hopes. They played one good half on Friday against Harvard, the first, and then stumbled through the second half on the way to a 66-53 victory. On Saturday at Dartmouth, they played one more good half, the second, to grab a road sweep, defeating the Big Green 68-56. More on the Dartmouth game a little later. Let's take a look at the Ivy tournament situation after 11 games. Cornell took control of things on Friday, beating Yale in Ithaca, sending the Bulldogs to their second straight loss. On Saturday, however, Mike Martin's Brown Bears shocked the Big Red, handing Brian Earle's club its first loss in Newman Arena. And in so doing, the Bears have scrambled the battle for the number one seed in the Ivy League tournament, which commences in 3 weeks. Brown's win ties the Bears with Harvard for the fourth spot in the tournament. Since they will face each other again, both teams hold their tournament destiny in their own hands. When the weekend dust settled, the Ivy's Big Three, Princeton, Yale, and Cornell, found themselves in a first-place tie, each with a record of 9-2. Next Saturday's Tiger Big Red rematch on senior night in Jadwin is the biggest game this side of the tournament final. The winner will have a stranglehold on the top seed and the chance to avoid playing both Yale and each other in Ivy Madness. By the way, Yale, Princeton, and Cornell are a combined 22-1 against the rest of the league. That's just how rare that Bear victory was. Now let's turn to last night's Princeton struggle against the Big Green. The Tigers usually find the going tough in Leed Arena, losing their last season on the way to the Sweet 16. Dartmouth laid an egg on Friday, losing to Penn by double figures to start the weekend. Against the Tigers, Coach Dave McLaughlin elected to start an all-senior lineup on senior night. He's probably wondering why he didn't try that before this game. After 11 minutes, a 7-0 Big Green run gave the home team a 25-18 lead. The sluggish Tigers had trouble finding good looks against a Dartmouth zone. Just under 5 minutes, Dartmouth extended the lead to 9 at 29-20, the largest lead it would enjoy on the evening. Matalako was fouled on a three-point shot attempt and made all three free throws. 5 points from Caden Pierce enabled the Tigers to cut the lead at the half to 34-30, but they did not play well and were very, very intimidated coming out of the locker room to start the second half. There's no other way to put it. However, it took the Tigers just a minute and a half to regain the lead in the second half on a Pierce three and an Alaco mid-range jumper. The teams went back and forth over the next 5 minutes. Freshman Dalen Davis came off the bench with one thing on his mind: shoot the basketball. In a little more than 3 minutes, Davis ignited a 10-0 Tiger run with a mid-ranger, then made two long threes to give the Tigers their largest lead to that point, 51-40. This kid has one quality that all great shooters demonstrate: lack of conscience. A side note on Davis, you may recall that he missed two straight free throws late in the Tigers' first loss of the season, 74-70 at St. Joe's. Those two free throws were his first attempts of the season. He hasn't missed one since. He is shooting 91% from the line for the season. His minutes have increased, and so have his contributions to Tiger success. A backcourt of Davis and Xavion Lee will put on quite a show for a couple of seasons, and we're looking forward to seeing these two as running mates. Henderson used a 1-3-1 zone of his own last night, and it did two things. It confused the Big Green, forcing some turnovers, and secondly, force some less than ideal shots. This zone helped the Tigers get back into the game. Once again, the Tiger hero last night was Caden Pierce, who added his second double-double of the weekend, 13th in the season and 20th in his career. He had a game-high 22 points on 8 of 14 from the field and a game-high 11 rebounds. Pierce should be a shoe-in for all Ivy First Team honors and must be on the short list for Player of the Year. Captain Alaco and Xavier Lee each had 14 points. Alaco notched his 100th career three-ball last night. Lee had a game-high 6 assists and a game-high 3 steals. Davis was the fourth Tiger in double figures with 12. Neither team shot the ball very well, perhaps a product of back-to-back games. The Tigers had 10 made threes to the Big Green's 8 and outscored Dartmouth by 6 from the free throw line. Those two stats demonstrate the final margin. Henderson is very pleased to have run the New England gauntlet successfully. The Tigers needed a spark in the second half and got it from Davis and Pierce. Good teams win tough road games, and the Tigers' 10-3 record on the road this season is among the nation's best. The two weekend wins gave Coach Henderson another 20-win season, his 8th as Tiger skipper. Another tough back-to-back weekend awaits the Tigers as they will face Columbia, still in contention for the 4th spot in the tournament it will host in 3 weeks, and then Cornell on Saturday in a battle for first place. At least those games will be a Jadwin. If recent history is any indication, Jadwin will be packed and the atmosphere will be frenzied. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure you are too. For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark saying thanks for listening.